So we're starting tonight Perek Chavav. Hopefully we'll do Chavav and Chavzayin. And next week we'll learn what some of the other Talmidei Baal Shem have to say about the same concept. Biram. However, it's on page 64. Kigoyin da tzarech lo'idiyah. This we need to make known. This has got to be fundamental, even to the Beinoni, who is not on this highest of levels yet. Grab a chair out there, Neftali. Tzorech l'idea klal godol. We need to make known a fundamental rule. And that is, ki kemoi shenitzochim. Just like in every victory, linatzeach dover gashmi, in order to win a physical fight, kigoin shnei anoshim, like two people, hamis av kim zeim ze, who are wrestling with one another, lahapil ze ze, so you got two chevra who are wrestling with one another, in order to throw one another down, to beat one another. So, hine ima echad hu ba'atzlis v'kavdos, if one of them is going to be in a situation where he is lethargic against the other one, is yenutzach b'kal, he will be easily beaten v'yipoil, and he will fall to the other guy. Gam imhu gibor yoser mechaveroi, even if he is a mightier person than his friend, because he's not putting forth all of his effort. So you could be, you got two guys fighting, one guy is clearly stronger than the other, and nonetheless, the weaker of the two will win if the first guy, if the mightier of the two, lets down his guard. So the only way to win in a struggle is if you're putting up your best fight. But if you let down your guard and you're not putting up your most, your greatest effort, you're a lost man. Says the Baal Tanya, Kocha mamish. So too is it literally binitzochen hayetzer when it comes to victory with our evil inclination. Eevshel lenatzchei ba'atzlus v'kavdus. It is impossible to beat him with laziness or lethargy. Hanimshochois me'atzvus, that are the product of depression. V'timtum alev ke'evin, or just having a stuffed heart like a stone, a person who is listless, who is apathetic. Ki im, the only way to have victory over the Yetzer Hara is bizrizus, is with a, there's a great English translation for zrizus.
Alacrity.
In Yiddish that means with a starkeit, with a simcha, with a passion, with a joy. Hanimsheches me simcha. That kishmak draws its source from simcha upsichas halev. The opposite of timtum halev is an open heart. V'taharosoi, and cleansing our emotions mikol nidnud daiga ve'etzabaylam. That is, we must cleanse our minds and hearts from every form of daiga is
worry.
And Eitzev is depression in the world. And now he's going to say, well, how do you do that? How does a person cleanse their hearts from any form of worry or sadness in the world?
100 bucks
an hour. Aye, first let's get rid of a different issue. And that is, what do you do with the fact that Shlomo HaMelech says that depression is great, that sadness has its advantages? He says, no. Pirish, I would think that the explanation is Shia is a Yisra and Umaylam is a. Isn't Shlomo HaMelech suggesting that there's an advantage, that there's a benefit to this sadness? Says, no. Hine Adrab, exactly quite the contrary. Miloshen Zeh, from this language, Mashmed is proved, Shoah Eitzev Mitzad Atzmoi, that sadness from itself, Aimboy Maila, has no advantage whatsoever.
Only
that from it can come a benefit. The Hainu, what's the benefit that may come of it? Hasimcho amitis b'Hashem alikov. There is a true joy, which is the result of haba achera etzav amiti, that follows after moments of sadness, le'itim mizumanim, from prepared times, al avaynoisav, that a person sets aside specific times to contemplate their shortcomings, their flaws, their averis, b'mar nafshe, with a bitter heart, v'lev nishmer, a broken heart, shall yidei yizeh, because if a person sets aside specific times to contemplate their shortcomings, and through that, nishber ruach hatuma v'sitra achra, by doing so they break open the spirit of contamination, the dark side, umechitza shel barzel, and the iron curtain that they've placed, hamav sekes, that creates a barrier, beinoy lebeinoviv shebashamayim. So by breaking their heart, they crack open a hole in the wall, in the barrier that they've created between themselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kumar shiksib b'zoyar, like it's written in the Zohar Kodesh, HaPosik Ruach Nishbara Lev Nishba V'nidke L'kim Le'sivze, about this posik that it says, a broken heart Hashem will not disgrace. Says the Zohar, listen carefully, that the point is not the time of sadness. Rather, V'azayikuyim Baresha Dikra, the goal is that the beginning of the posik shall be fulfilled. What's the beginning of the pasuk? The pasuk there says, Tashmi'eini sosayin v'simcha. Hashem, allow me to hear the joy and the jubilation. Hashiva li sosayin yishacha. Give me back the joy and the celebration of your salvation. V'ruach nadiva, and a kindness of heart. So the meaning, what he's saying here is that the proof is that there is no tachlis whatsoever unto itself from the brokenness, except for the opportunities that it's going to open up for you. So the people who are walking around morose and totally anally constricted and in this bad mood, who think that somehow has to do with serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are horribly misguided. That is not Yiddishkeit. That has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. There are at set, designated times a person should contemplate their shortcomings because it will lead them to joy. This is the reason why we say, this is why the Arizal has this capital in Tillim stated after Tikkun Chatzos, before a person starts learning. Because the goal is that a person explode in joy in their serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in their study, which follows after the sadness. Sheyesh l'simcha zu yisran ki yisran ha'or haba menachesha. Because the advantage of the joy that comes as the result of a person who contemplated the averis is like light that comes out of darkness. K'mesh k'sib b'zoyer al posik v'ri'isi sheyesh yisran l'chachma menasichlos. The Zohar says on the Pasuk, I saw that there is an advantage to wisdom over foolishness, like the advantage that light has over darkness. Ayin Shom V'day L'mevin. I said enough about this for anybody who has any brains. U'mikre Malay Dibur HaKosev. In fact, he says, I really need to say nothing about this, because it's already an explicit Pasuk in the Torah. The Pasuk says, Tachas HaShalei Avadetos Hashem Alekecho B'simcha B'tuv Leiva. It says in the Teichecha that all of the horrible curses come upon Klal Yisrael because they didn't serve Hashem with joy and with gladness of heart. V'noida l'koil, and everybody knows Pirish HaRizal HaPosik Zeh, how the Arizal interprets this Pasuk. What does that mean? The simple reading of the Pasuk is because you didn't serve Hashem. Comes the Arizal, says no, there's something worse than not serving Hashem. And that's serving Hashem and not doing it with joy. You may have served Hashem, but you didn't serve Him with joy. That's how the Arizal interprets the pasuk. He says, I don't have to say anything more after it's an explicit pasuk that says you got to serve Hashem with a tremendous sense of privilege. Now we got to go back and discuss, okay, what do we do with our worries? What do we do with all the stuff that causes us to be depressed?
Is this apart from the eating that he's koveh, or this is
outside of the eating? Right. Now, the Avlamid Gimel, the big word, v'hine, Eitza Hayutza, the best advice, litaher liboy, to cleanse one's heart, mikol etziv, from any worry, from any sadness, v'nignu daiga, or semblance of worry, mimilid alma. If we're talking about, let's first divide this into two categories. Okay, the first category is people who worry about matters of this world. Like what? V'afilo, the three big ones, bane, and we're worried about children. Chaya, we're worried about our health. Umezayna, we're worried about our parnasa. And then some of us have the benefit of worrying about all three. Right? So those, everybody judges that those three things are valid worries. Zokta balatanya muda zoyis lakoil. Everybody knows Maimer Chazal. Post the Maimer that our sages tell us in Masechtas Brachos. In the Mishnah, Kashem Shemavarach ala Toiva, Kach Mavarach ala Ra, that just like a person is obligated to bless Hashem for the good things that happen, so too should he bless for the bad things. Pirush b'Gemara, the Gemara asks, what does it mean just like? Says the Gemara, the Kibbul b'Simcha, to receive what's going on with joy. What does that mean? Kemoy simchas hatoiva niglis. That is, that we need to be able to rejoice with, just as we would rejoice with an open, explicit goodness that we experience. We need to understand kigam zu litoiva, that what we're experiencing now in what we assume to be something harsh, something negative, It too is for the good. Okay? Listen carefully. Raksh ein niglis viniris la'ene basar. The only difference between what we're experiencing in what we have. Hello? As he was saying, so when a person experiences something negative, he's got to understand kigam zu l'tayva, that it's going to lead to the good. Raksha ena niglis v'niris la'ene basa, but it's not yet revealed how this is good. Why? What's behind this? Why can't everything just be openly for the good? Explains the Valtanya, here's the aside. Kihi me alma de iskasya. Because there are certain experiences in life that come from a place called the concealed world. Shalamaila me alma de izgalya, which is above, higher than the revealed world. What's going on? So he explains it Kabbalistically first. Shuhu vav hei mishem avay. We know that all of existence comes into being through Hashem's name of Yud and then Hei and then Vav and then Hei, right? Alma de iskasya, the concealed world, comes from the beginning of Shem Hashem, which is the beginning of the process, which is deeper than the revealed world. The Alma Diskasio Yudke. V'zeshiksiv. Now we understand, this is based upon the fact, he says there are certain things that can't come out in a revealed way due to the intensity of their goodness. But if a person is in tune with their source, then they realize that what they're going through comes from a deeper place, only that this world cannot tolerate revealing it yet in its exposed form. V'zei ashrei hagever. Look how he interprets this pasuk in Tehillim. Fortunate is the person, asher tiasrenu, who Hashem afflicts. But the critical thing is the next word, ka. Because he understands that what he's going through comes from the name of Yud and then Hey. Meaning, when is a person fortunate? When he lives with the sobriety that even though what we're experiencing in its open manifestation is painful, but the reason for that is because it's coming from the world of Yud Kei. Ulechein Amr Chazal, for this reason, our sages tell us, Hasam ki asmechim bi yisurim, that a person who's able to be joyous in their pain, aleim akosav omer, about them the pasuk says, v'yoyhavav kitzeis Hashem es bigvurasei, that those who love Hashem, it's like the sun coming out in its full strength. What does that mean? Ki asimcha im yavasoi kirvas Hashem, because a person who rejoices in Yisurim is a person whose definition of true value in life is their relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, he's laying out here that there are two major perspectives in life. One is, I want to have a good time. The second is, the main feature in my life is my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes at the expense of having a good time or being comfortable, then I can deal with that, provided that I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing that for my well-being, for my own good. So he interprets here, V'yoyhavav, those who love Hashem, it's kitzeis Hashemish begros, it's like the sun coming out in its full strength. Why? Ki asim chihi, because where does this person derive their true strength from? Where do they derive their love from? Their love is defined, me'avosai kirvas Hashem. Their love comes from their closeness to Hashem. Yoisim mikol chayim azem, more so than any aspect of this world, their joy derives from their relationship with Hashem. Kidichsiv, like the pasuk says, Kitoiv chaz dechamayim mechayim, your chesed Hashem is better for me than life. And therefore, v'kirvas Hashem, here is where he launches into the explanation. So now, again, you have a person whose relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu overrides their comfort in this world. This gives you read some of those Holocaust stories.
I was just thinking that.
You get a glimpse into who he's talking about. So you have people who went through the worst hell in the world. And nonetheless, they understood, they hung on how? Because of their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu overrode that. But here he says as follows. V'kirvas Hashem, the reason they were able to be joyous under those circumstances is because they were focused on what's going on now in the relationship. So on the surface, they're in hell. But what's going on in the relationship? If what's going on in the relationship is more real under the present circumstances, then that's a cause for greater joy. Because how am I defining life? If I'm defining life by my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and not by how much fun am I having, then the more that's going on in the relationship, the greater joy the person has. You're going to say, but that's a relationship. He's patching you around. He's beating you to a pulp. What kind of relationship is that? So he says, no, that's why you have the fundamental understanding that he explains. Because the joy stems from the love, kirvas Hashem is closest to Hashem, yosef mikol chayim lemazeh, more so than anything in this world. Kidichsev kitev chaz mechayim. V'kirvas Hashem be yosef seisim alali en keitz bi'alma diskasya. The closeness to Hashem is far greater and far deeper when the person exists and is living in this world of concealment. So if we're living in a world of lollipops, the relationship is worth lollipops. But if we're living in a world of depth, and the person is actually living where the relationship is being defined in this world of concealment, and the person believes that what's going on is because of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kisham Chev Yenuzai, there the relationship is intense. V'yoshev B'Seisraeli, and there he's living in a place of much deeper relationship. V'al Kain, for this reason, Zoyche L'Tzeis HaShemesh B'Gvurasei, this person who lives in that deeper definition will merit that when the sun comes out in its full strength, meaning lost in love in the world to come, she yitzias chama min artika, when Hashem pulls the sun out of its sheath, shu mechusa b'yboi l'mazeh, that sun that cannot illuminate in this world because the world cannot tolerate the light, and that's why the person thinks that what he's going through is misery,
Ula'asid tizgala mikisuya. In the world to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destined to reveal what's going on from its concealment. Da'ainu sha'oz yizgale alma diskasiya. At that time, the world of concealment will be revealed. Ve'yizrach ve'yore b'gilu yirav ve'otzum nikol ha'chaysim b'ayim ha'mazeh. At that time, when the world will be able to tolerate the awesome revelations that will take place, and Hashem will shine forth in its full brightness and its full brilliance, specifically to those who trusted in Hashem even in the times of darkness, umistayfivim b'tziloi, and they basked in the shade, tzeil ha-chachma, the shade of his wisdom, shubchines tzeil v'layayra, it doesn't say those who basked in the light, but those who concealed themselves and sheltered themselves in Hashem's shade, v'toyven niris, not the people who were having a good time, but the people who were suffering, and despite their suffering, they stood by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are the people who have the true benefit in the world to come. V'day l'meivin, and I've said enough for those who understand. So, what do we do with suffering? What do we do with pain? Whether the pain is with children, with health, with sustenance, we develop a belief system which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And what we're going through is chesed, but that it's chesed that cannot be experienced as chesed because of its intensity. And as a result of that, we trust in His love, and that it will be revealed in a time of open love, loss, and love. What do you do, however, if we imagine that our worries and our pain is coming from spiritual matters? By the two dots now, ach, ha'atzvus v'mili d'shmaya. What do we do if our misery and our pain is coming from spiritual matters? Then tzarich loshes etzes b'nafshay. Now we got to come up with solutions. Meaning, if the pain is coming from physical things, that's very simple. He says that doesn't really take any effort. That you just got to create a belief system. But if our pain is coming from spiritual matters, now we got to get rid of it. Now we need etzes. Now we need advice. Lipatim amenet to get rid of it. So he starts as follows. Entzarich leimer b'shas avayda. He says, let's get one thing off the table right away. And that is a person who's feeling spiritual misery during a time of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's davening, it's Torah study, it's doing mitzvahs, all of a sudden we feel this pit in our stomach, we feel unworthy, we feel dirty, we feel lowly. Any of those feelings, if they're coming when we're supposed to be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's ridiculous. Why? We got to be serving Hashem with joy and with gladness of heart. So therefore, that clearly is not a godly feeling. Gone. Get out of here. Beat it. Elafilu mishu balasokim. He says, I want to tell you that even a guy who is a business person, v'derech eretz, and he's working out in the world. Turn the page. Im noyifaloi etzev v'daiga. If it occurs to him, a thought of sadness or worry, mimili dishmaya, of spiritual matters, b'shas hasoka, while he's out working, be a dua, you should know for certain, shutagbulas hayetzer, it is a trick of the evil inclination, kedei labiloi achagach v'tayvus chas v'shalom. It is the most brilliant advice given to the yetzer to ensnare a person into lowly appetites, because if the person is fallen by himself and the person thinks of themselves as nothing, then the Yetzirah will say, I gotcha, you're mine. You're such a low life anyway, you might as well indulge in ABC. He says, I'll prove it to you. Shim loikain, because if that's not where it's coming from, miayin balayatzvus amitis. He said, can you please tell me where else could this thought have come from of love of Hashem or fear of Hashem in the middle of your work? There's only one guy who's working while you're at work, and it's not your Yetzer Tov.
It must be, therefore, that it is your evil inclination who's coming to you at work because your Yetzer Tov is on vacation. V'hinei, therefore I'm telling you, whether the feelings of sadness are coming while you're serving Hashem in the study of Torah, during davening, or they're not occurring to you while you're serving Hashem. Here is the rule. Here is the answer. Anytime negative thoughts pop up in your head about your spiritual status, Zois Yosim Elibai, here is the language you will use. Ki ein azman grama keis la'atzvus amitis. This is not the time, my dear self, to deal with this issue. This is not the time to do a true accounting of my spiritual status. Afilu dagas avenis chamurim chas v'shalom. Even if we're dealing with terrible sins, now is not the time. Rak v'zois sarach kviyas itim. For this, we got to make an appointment. You think you're my Yetzer Tov talking? Great. I'll make an appointment with you. We'll sit down later on and we'll talk about how low I am. Now is not the time. Now is not the time if it's in the middle of serving Hashem. Now is not the time if it's in the middle of work. You want to talk to me about how low I am? I'll make an appointment. I'll meet you in my office at 10 o'clock. We'll meet for 10, 15 minutes. Piyish of Adas, with a settled mind. First, you got to contemplate the greatness of Hashem, against whom we've sinned. You want to do it right. The only way to do it is to really contemplate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu against whom we've sinned, so that we can have a true broken heart, with a true bitterness. As we explained earlier, we explained this elsewhere, because after that will follow a great joy. There will also be explained. Immediately after the person's heart is broken with these set times, as Ayosir Eitzim Liba, the person's obligated to remove the sadness from their heart, Ligamri, totally. The Yamin Amuna Shalema, as we learned last week in Igaros HaTshuva, that the person must believe with a total complete faith, Ki Hashem Hevi Chatosti, that Hashem has totally wiped away their sins. V'rav l'slayach, and he is an abundant in his forgiveness. V'zui asimcha amitis b'Hashem abacha etzav kanal. This is the true source of the joy that follows after the session, the appointment that we make to beat up on ourselves. The true joy is that Hashem is the rav l'slayach, that Hashem wiped away. We discussed this last week. That's the true joy is that we gave the opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to forgive those sins. So whether the sadness is coming from our worries about physical things, or it's coming from our worries about spiritual matters, it cannot get us down. In physical matters, there's no time to set aside to contemplate why we should be upset about it. In spiritual matters, it can be done in a controlled environment, under hashgacha, to make sure that what follows will be an explosion of joy about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us. And next week we'll talk about what do we do about the involuntary thoughts that we need to deal with in spiritual matters.
Yeah. So when a person...